Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. The listening area should see a mix of clouds and sun today, a high of 44 degrees and winds from the west up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, some clouds with a low around 25 degrees, and on Tuesday partly cloudy with a high of 45. And in the news for today, demonstrating an international focus on the following story, the online Guardian News is reporting that jury selection begins today in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse, a self-proclaimed militia member who shot three people, killing two during a violent night of protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin in August last year. Rittenhouse, now 18, faces life in prison if he is convicted of first-degree homicide. He faces two homicide counts, one of attempted homicide and two of recklessly endangering safety for firing his weapon near others. He is also charged with possession of a dangerous weapon by a person under 18. Rittenhouse was 17 at the time of the incident. Presiding Judge Bruce Schroeder told attorneys he thinks picking the 20-member jury pool from 150 prospective jurors can be accomplished in a day. The trial is expected to last 2 or 3 weeks. The judge created controversy last week when he ruled that those shot by Rittenhouse could not be referred to as victims by prosecutors in court. Defense attorneys may, however, call them arsonists or looters, the judge said. Rittenhouse fatally shot Joseph Rosenbaum, 36, with an AR-15-style semi-automatic rifle. After Rosenbaum chased Rittenhouse across a parking lot and threw a plastic bag at him shortly before midnight on August 25th. Moments later, as Rittenhouse was running down a street, he shot and killed Anthony Huber and shot and wounded Gage Grosskreutz, also a protester. That, according to this morning's Guardian Online News. The Guardian continues that the case has been polarizing. Rittenhouse, painted by some as a patriot exercising self-defense and Second Amendment gun rights, while others see him as a vigilante and police wannabe who never should have been armed in Kenosha in the first place. The Nearly Noon News will continue to follow this developing story and report back as more news comes into us. In a report from the Wisconsin Public Radio News, a federal judge decided Friday not to issue an injunction to halt Wisconsin's wolf hunt, while an injunction in a Dane County case remains in place. Six Ojibwa tribes had sought the intervention ahead of the state's wolf hunt, which was scheduled to begin November 6th. But after a Dane County judge found on October 22nd that the hunt was unconstitutional until the State Department of Natural Resources has issued a permanent rule enforcing state law and has updated its wolf management plan. As a result of the Dane County ruling, the state has issued no permits and has set its fall wolf hunt quota at zero. After a full day of testimony on Friday, federal judge James Peterson said he would take the arguments under advisement, but he declined to issue an injunction while the state-level injunction is in place. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.